Look at this crowd here today. What a beautiful sight, Mayor, on our New Haven green. It is beautiful, and it's the ring is true. This is what democracy looks like. That's what we are about in this great nation. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for marching, for running. Thank you for your commitment. Thank you for standing up for your values, for American values, and yes, for the U.S. Constitution. Yes! Bible. That's what we need to look at today. And to have a thank you for organizing, all of the organizers. We follow you guys wherever you want to go. We are there. And my God, Chris George and Iris and the Yale Refugee Project. For all of you, we owe you such a debt of gratitude because you protect people every single day and you give voice to the powerlessness. You make people human. You put a human face on what is happening in this nation. And all of your work, look at what you have done. You have created a national movement to protect immigrants and to protect refugees. To the women who told their stories, and there's so many stories that are out there, your courage, your tenacity, your fierceness of purpose for yourselves and for your families put steel in our spines. The wind beneath our wings, and we thank you and welcome to New Haven, to Connecticut, and to the United States of America. You know, this is... Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now it's all of you. You know, this is... Make no mistake. This is a ban, and it is unconstitutional. It is unconstitutional. You have a judge that was appointed by George Bush who said this ban cannot stay. He said that it is tearing families apart and it is inhumane. And when you listen to the stories that we heard today, and as I say, the thousands and thousands more around the country, I want to say to all of you, you are the American dream. That's what this country is all about. And New Haven, and I look to our mayor, New Haven has always been welcoming of immigrants and of refugees. And I am so proud to be born and raised in this great city. And I tell you, as she will, that we will not cower in fear. We will stand up and we will be counted. Now, there is a block on this ban at the moment, and it's in the courts to figure out what they can do. But all the more reason for our voices to be heard across this state and across this land. We have to keep it up every single day. You know, I'll do two very quickly. The Kassar family of Milford. My God. He was here. Wife and two girls in Jordan. Couldn't get here. We are overjoyed that the family is reunited. But they should not have had to go through this. They should not have had this pain and experience. And a father that I talked to just two nights ago, and I won't tell you his name, but he watched hopelessly as his wife went back to Iran. But now we're hopeful. We are hopeful and praying that she is on her way back to arrive tonight. This
ban is not just anti-immigrant, anti-refugee, it's anti-American.
Yes!
Talk to you about all of us. We are all in this nation of immigrant families. I said on the steps of the City Hall not 2 weeks ago, my father came through Ellis Island in 1913. He came from Italy. He went only to the seventh grade here because his teacher and his classmates laughed at him because he couldn't speak or write the language. But my father educated himself. He served in the United States military, and he sat in that building on the city council of this great city. And he and my mother, who worked in the old sweatshops in the city of New Haven, her mother and father and her grandparents came from that same small town in southern Italy. And my parents both scrimped and saved and sacrificed to get me, like these families are doing today for their families, to get me to school, to get me an education. It's because, and it is, when I think about my dad, my mom is still alive at 103 years old. She told me, a tough lady, but my dad is not around. But he could only dare to dream one day that his daughter, his only child, would serve in the United States House of Representatives. That is the American dream. And that dream belongs to all of us. That dream belongs to all of us. No matter where you come from, no matter what you look like, and no matter how you pray. American dream. Let us not let no one take that away from us. Don't let anyone defame what this great nation stands for, an openness, a welcoming, and the promise of a bright future. God bless you. Thank you all for